connecting us over now.
Oh, Ben, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hi, how you doing?
Just another day in paradise, brother. I woke up today. I was hoping it was Friday, but it's Tuesday. we have a long way there. I was like, oh, man, is it Friday? And my daughter, she's like, no, Dad, it's Tuesday. I was like, okay. anyhow, Ben. Yes. I'm going to try to make this as brief as I can, brother. I like to be very mindful of people's time, so I'm going to just be a straight shooter with you. I hope you're okay with that. Fin and flow pulls. What exactly are you doing with the pulls, brother?
Cleaning pulls, maintenance, and service.
Okay. Maintenance. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Are you working solo? How are you operating?
No, I've got two employees.
You got two employees. Okay. Perfect. And then where in South Carolina, what city are you working out of primarily?
Myrtle Beach, North Myrtle Beach, Conway, Surfside Beach, Merle's Inlet.
Okay. Yes. Here's a real question, Ben. I just want to be a very, keep things transparent. If you were to start receiving calls right now from the Google platform, right, are you in a position right now where you're able to handle more business? Can you take on new clients?
Yes, that's what we're looking for.
Okay, excellent. Well, that's what we have, right? I mean, that's what we're also making sure that we work with someone that can, is able to handle the work and the opportunities that we open up. So this is what we're proposing, Ben. We had a spot within Google's first page that opened up about 45 minutes ago. Just so you know, to be on the first page of Google, it's not like anyone can come any day and just say, hey, man, put me up there. It does not work that way, right? I mean, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of companies that will want their company on that first page, because people know once you hit that first page of Google, it's a game changer. I mean, you're short of work, you won't be. But there has to be a position available, right, in order to put a company there, because it's only between 8 to 10 slots on the first page. So anyhow, our job is to get that spot filled in, and that's what we're doing now is, calling the area to offer, people that do pool maintenance the opportunity to get up there. So what we're proposing is to put Fin and Flow right alongside of Blue Sky, Pool Service Corp, Grave Pools and Spa, Splish Splash, Priceless, Dink, D-I-N-X, LLC, Done Right, Arnold's Pool Service, and Slatter and Sons. I'm not sure if you heard of any of these companies before, Ben.
All right. Well, how much does it cost?
I'll give you the pricing if that's what you want. I mean, I was trying to explain to you, that's where we would be placing you on that.
Yeah, I get the idea. I've done my research.
You have. Okay. Let me just ask you then two questions and I'll provide you the pricing. I just want to make sure you understand what's included with the service. The pricing is actually really, quite affordable. People think it's Google that it's expensive. It's, quite contrary to that. But, do you have a website for the company, Ben, or not yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. The reason that I'm asking that, and just so you know, is that part of the service that we render, we would build the website, for the business, and we won't charge you anything additional for that. It's already included within our service. And I'll text over to you a sample site. When you get a chance, you can look at that. Are you on social media by any chance, Ben?
Yeah, we have Facebook.
Facebook, okay. The reason I'm asking is that we also work directly with Facebook, because Facebook is associated with Google. So we would promote the Facebook page that you have, Ben, and then we would run ads on Facebook for you. Okay? And there's okay. there's no additional charge for that. The Facebook ads are already included. Our clients love that feature because it keeps them quite busy. And then lastly, we also work with Apple because Apple's also associated with Google. So we would list you through Apple and Apple Maps. You know, for anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari to do searches, we'll also list you through there. The pricing that we manage is $249 a month with no contract, and it's a flat rate. Okay, what does that mean? It means that it does not matter how many jobs you get, how many leads you capture, how many people call you. You will not pay 1 cent less or 1 cent more than $249 a month. Okay. Now, the only thing that applies, and this is for all new customers that put their company on the first page of Google, is what's called a programming fee of $99, but you only pay that the first month. Every single month is $249. The only difference on the first month, there's a $99 programming charge that's applied. Okay, every other month, the flat rate is $249. Now, let me ask you this. If we sent, you know, work opportunities your way that are a little bit bigger, are you able to handle work, you know, if the job's a little bit bigger? I mean, do you have the crew to do that, or how would you do that?
What do you mean by a little bit bigger?
Yeah, like a, sort of like a commercial type of job.
Oh yeah, well, I handle commercial jobs.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, we clean and service commercial pools too.
Oh, excellent. Okay, I'm only asking because we have, you know, quite a bit of that also opportunity available, and not everyone does commercial. A lot of the pool guys, you know, they like to stick to residential. So that's the reason I'm asking.
Yeah,
okay.
They don't want to do research.
Well, you know what? You can say that. I cannot because the call is being recorded. But I have to. Shake my head and say yes to you. Okay.
Yeah, it's 100%. They don't want to do research. All you got to do is do research and learn the equipment.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that definitely will put you aside on Google. That's an excellent thing, right? I mean, because we would list you as commercial as well, then that'll get the phone ringing for the commercial companies. Especially now, we're just around the corner where everything, you know, with reference to the polls is going to start booming. So that's amazing. Okay. Perfect. And then, Ben, what is your last name?
Morgan.
Morgan. Okay. Do you have an email address, brother?
Yep. finandflowpools@gmail.com.
Okay. finandflowpools@gmail.com. All right. So that 843-650-3569 number. Is that a good number to put on Google where the customers can call you, or do you have a separate number?
Yes, that's the office number.
That's the office number. Okay, perfect. Now, what days and what
time? Do you want to put my cell phone number on there as well?
Yes, that'd be a good idea. Go ahead.
It's 706-464-5080.
Let me confirm that with you since this is pretty important. 706-464-5080.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, what days and what times would you like it to reflect on Google that you are open for business?
Monday through Friday, 9 to 6.
Okay.
And on call Saturdays.
All right, bear with me here 1 second. So you said Monday through Friday, this is going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Are you doing emergency service calls, or are you on call on Saturday?
I can do emergency service calls.
Okay. Is that only Saturdays, or will you be willing to do emergency calls Sunday as well?
Yeah, if they want to pay an emergency call fee, I'll do them on Sunday as well.
Okay. Yeah, most people that are doing their emergency calls, just so you know, do have an additional charge to work the weekends on those service calls, by the way. I see that all the time. And then when people need that service, they don't mind paying. They understand there's an additional fee added to that. Okay, perfect. So we got Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and then emergency service calls on the weekends if necessary. Now, what days and what times, Ben, would you like it to show on Google that you are open for business? You know, when you Google something, it's going to pop up your name, Finn and Flow Pulse. Right underneath your name of the company is going to have the schedule that the clients on Google can reach you. So that's also important. The days. You already gave me the days. Jesus Christ. the mileage, that's what I was trying to ask. My apologies. How far outside of Myrtle Beach are you willing to travel for a new client?
We want to keep it within 50 miles.
A 50-mile radius, okay. Bear with me here 1 second. I mean, obviously, it has to make financial sense for you to travel 50 miles. And you're not going to go out there for 50 miles.
Right. I mean, even if anything outside of 30, I start pushing the price up to compensate
okay.
for mileage.
Okay.
But I don't like going further than 50.
Further than 50. Okay, perfect. Now, are you taking any pictures for the work that you're doing?
Yes, we are, and I'm taking more as I go along.
Okay, make sure you do that. It's actually quite important. You know, we can put those on the website that we will build for you. And, you know, a lot of customers, they like to see pictures. I mean, not every customer. Obviously, we can always use generic pictures on the internet in reference to the services that you're using. But taking pictures is very helpful, Ben. So try to continue to do that when you're out there, you know, doing your before and afters when you get there and the pool's all dirty. And then, you know, once you're done, how it looks. It helps, you know, what do we do for you, especially if we put you on Google and then putting you on Facebook. You know, Facebook, we can also use them as well. Okay, so.
Right.
All right. Bear with me. Okay. And what's the name of the Facebook page that you currently have?
It's Finn and Flow Pools.
Okay. Bear with me here 1 second. Do you have LLC attached to that, or does it just say Finn and Flow Pools?
It's just Finn and Flow Pools. We run under a subsidy LLC.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Finn and Flow Pools. Perfect.
We're doing business as Finn and Flow Pools.
Okay, so DBA. Gotcha. Okay.
Yep.
Alrighty. Bear with me 1 second. And that, that Facebook page is yours, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. Only asking because, like I said, the ads that we do are included with the service. So that's the reason I'm asking, you know, because we would run the ads for the company. I'm not sure if you're familiar how the Facebook... Beg your pardon?
Google was telling me on my other phone.
Oh, it's okay. You can disregard. Yeah,
okay.
So the reason you're gonna continue to get the calls because anytime we have a position open up on that first page, you know, calls start flying out from a Premier Channel Partners right away to try to get that filled in. But you know, once we assign that to someone, those calls will subside. So don't worry about that.
Okay.
All right. And then I'm very sorry that I asked you this again, Ben. I don't want to sound repetitive, but the system is prompting me, and I have to ask you, if you start receiving the calls, both residential and commercial now from clients on the first page of Google, you are able to satisfy the work, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So tomorrow, Wednesday, Ben, you'll get a courtesy call from our IT guys. The IT department, I'm sure you know what they do. The IT guys take care of all the back-end work, right? I mean, they're the guys that, you know, put you on Google. They'll do the website. They'll do the ads on Facebook, the Apple, on Apple Maps. What time tomorrow would you have about 30 minutes to spare?
Let's do it early. Let's do it about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Okay. Let me double check and make sure we have that open, okay? 1 second.
Okay.
All righty. Bear with me here 1 second. Okay, I do have availability for 10 a.m. and 11 a.m.
All right, let's go to 10.
And okay. Bear with me here 1 quick second. I'm almost done, brother. Thank you for being patient. Don't worry, you're gonna really like the services on Google on that first page. And reality is, it's not about liking it; it's about being busy, man. I mean, that's the real goal here. All right. Then, how many guys that you said you have working with you? You said two, Ben.
I got two others, but
that's okay.
As we get busier, I can accommodate more.
Okay, perfect. So if work starts picking up, you gathering more people is not a problem.
Yeah, no, it won't be.
Okay.
I'm a very good teacher.
Oh, you have to be, man. I mean, this is the first page of Google. You'll see the difference, man. I mean, in the calls and the type of work and so forth. It's going to be a nice ride, man. I promise you that. All right. I have to create a password for the account, Ben. This is just in case you call us or we call you. We have to verify that we're speaking with you and you alone. So there's 3 security questions. You can choose one. Whichever one you choose, that's going to be the password for the account. This will allow you to give us a call to make a change on Google. Again, we just have to verify that we are speaking with an authorized party. So you can choose from these 3.
Right.
Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
We'll go with pet's name.
Okay, and what is that?
Marvy, M-A-R-V-E-Y.
Marvy. Marvy sounds like a smaller pet. Is he a smaller pet or a big one?
He was small.
Oh, he's okay. He's no longer with you guys. Gotcha. All right.
Bye.
All righty. Bear with me here 1 second. Okay. Keep in mind, Marvy is the password to the account. I did hear, I continue to hear someone in the background, Ben, that's, helping you out, which is pretty nice. Did you want that person added to the account as an authorized party as well, or just yourself?
Absolutely. Angel Morgan.
Okay. Bear with me 1 second. Let me go back out here and go to this page. Okay. Please add Angel Morgan. What is Angel Morgan? Is she like your secretary, your spouse?
All of the above.
Okay. The real boss, you would say, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then authorized party to this account. Does she have a number that, you know, we can contact her if we can't reach you, or do you just want to leave yours?
706-571-5273.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty, perfect. I just added her. Keep in mind that she will have the same rights you do, Ben. If she ever wanted to make a change on Google, add some pictures, whatever she would like to do, as long as, obviously, she knows the password for Marvy, then she's good to go. Okay? And you do have access to finandflowpools@gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to get the confirmation sent over there to you while we're on the phone. So there is two different ways that the company allows you for us to get the ball rolling and assign that position on the first page over to FinInflow for you to satisfy that monthly $249 payment, Ben. There's two separate ways you can do that. You guys can do that with a company card if you have one available, or you can use a personal card. Which would you prefer?
I'm going to use my personal card.
Okay. Keep in mind that we work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, so the card has to match identically the name on there, or our system will reject it. So does it say Ben, or is Ben short for something?
It says Benjamin.
Benjamin. Any middle initial, Benjamin?
C. Well, it's not. No, there's not a C. There's not a middle initial on the card.
Okay. No, if it's not on the card, it's okay, brother. Don't worry about it. So it's Benjamin Morgan. All right. Bear with me one second. Let me clarify that, because I had you down as Ben. Okay. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
It's a Visa.
It's Visa. Okay. All Visas start with a number 4. Whenever you're ready, you can provide that, and then I'll get that confirmation to your email while we're on the phone.
All right. Hold on. Got your glasses.
No worries, brother. You're just like me. I don't know how old you are, but I'm in my mid-40s, and I understand exactly what you're saying. So.
Me as well. 4447.
Okay.
9626.
Okay.
8510.
Okay.
0243.
Okay. Expiration date.
Is 12/26.
12/2026. Okay. And then what's called a CC code, it's those last 3 digits located behind the card.
333.
333. All right, Ben, stand by for me while I verify that the card you provided today is a valid one. Okay? Just give me a second while I verify that. Oh, one last thing. I was wondering why there was a flickering red here. What is the billing address associated with the card?
The best billing address is the old address. 1046 Old Alexander Drive, Augusta, Georgia, 30909.
Okay, Alex. Okay, what did you say the name of the street was? Okay, here it is. I got it. Alexander is Drive, right? 30909.
Old Alexander. Yep.
Yeah, I came up right away here. Okay, all right. All right, bear with me while I update this here, and then we'll get you going. Just do me a favor. Make sure you do not miss that phone call from our IT guys tomorrow. Quite important.
Okay.
The reason I say that is, you know, these are the guys that are going to get the ball rolling. So if I knew as much as they did, I'd probably get everything done with you today, but I don't. These guys are the the geniuses of the company. I can't say, you know, I said one time to a customer, oh yeah, man, these are our computer nerds. And within an hour, I got a call back and they're like, hey man, you can't be saying that about our IT guys. I was like, hey, I'm sorry. So now I say computer experts.
Yeah.
All right. I got to read our disclosure to you, Ben. This just take me about 30 seconds. It's pretty brief.
Okay.
Thank you for choosing Local Splash here alongside as a premier channel partner to Google. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To make sure that I do have everything correct on my end, can you please verify the name of the company for me?
Ben and Flow Pools.
Thank you very much. Can you please verify your full name and the title that you have with Fin and Flow Pools?
Benjamin Morgan, owner.
Thank you very much. You are an authorized party to initiate services on behalf of Fin and Flow Pools, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized person on the credit card information you provided today, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. To get results as fast as possible, Ben, we ask that you are also involved in the growth of the company. For this reason,
yes,
we ask if you agree to be responsive to our calls and emails only when it's necessary.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. In hiring local Splash as a premier channel partner to Google, we will be your certified marketing representatives as of today. Okay. Your initial payment will be processed today, which is May 20th. And the total amount is $249 with the programming fee, which comes up to $348. Keep in mind, your next payment will not be due until June 20th. And moving forward, the flat rate is $299. Okay? $249. My apologies. $249. All right. It's $249, not $290. I'm trying to take $50 and go to lunch. No, I'm just kidding, brother. It's $249 moving forward. I want you to take this into account, and this is important, Ben. This is not a contract, okay? This is a month-to-month service, which means that you have the right to cancel the service at any time after the first month if you're not completely satisfied. I don't think that's going to be the case. But I have to let you know that's a right that you have. Okay? So just so you know.
All right.
All right. Bear with me here 1 second. Let me go ahead and complete everything and then, we'll be all set. Keep in mind, you are going to get quite a bit of text messages. You guys are going to receive emails, you know, saying welcome to the company, you know, what you guys are required to have tomorrow for the IT guys. So you're going to get quite a bit of emails. The first email that's going to come through right now is going to be your invoice, the confirmation of the payment. On that same email, Ben, there's going to be three little boxes that you have to fill out, okay? And let me explain that to you. It's simply saying that you give us permission to call or text you when we need to, that the credit card and the information that you provided is yours, and that the next payment is done recurring on June 20th, okay? And then it's going to ask you to put in your name. So let me tell you what this does. There's two things that this does when you get that filled in. It allows us to lock you into the rate of the $249 per month, and it's going to give you access to what is called our dashboard. The dashboard is going to let you see how many people are logging into your Google Business profile, how many people are clicking on the profile on Google, how many calls are being generated from Google. So everything that we're able to see on the back end, we're going to give you access to that, Ben. Okay, which I think is an excellent feature because you're going to be able to see the progress that you're making on Google. And I think you're going to be pretty happy with that, okay? So I can either help you. It takes 2 minutes. It's really simple. I can either help you do that right now or you can do it later whenever you want as long as you get it done tomorrow before 10 a.m. That you speak to the IT department because that's the first thing they're going to ask you to do either way. So if you have 2 minutes, we can get it done now and it'll save you about 10 or 15 minutes on the phone tomorrow. Or you can do it with the IT guys tomorrow yourself. I mean, whatever you prefer, brother.
Go ahead and send it to me.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me pull it up here. Just bear with me here 1 second. Getting that sent over to you. Alrighty, let's see here. And you said the billing address is 1046 Old Alexandra Drive in Augusta, Georgia, 30909?
Yeah, that's the old address. It's just...
It came back as invalid. So it says the address not matching the card information. So might be a different one then, if I'm assuming.
Let's check the account.
Did you want to try your new address? See if that works?
Hold on, let's look at the account.
Okay, take your time. Mm-hmm.
1046 Old Alexander Drive, Augusta, Georgia, 30909.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Augusta. Okay. 30909. All right. Let me try it again then. Let's see what it does. I just retyped it in here. 1046 Old Alexander. Right? You said Alexander or Alexandria?
Oh, it's OLD, Old Alexander, Alexander Drive.
Drive, okay, that's what I have. All right. All right, stand by here for me 1 second. Let me verify that again. All right, let's see here what's going on. Bear with me 1 second. All right, verify that card number for me one more time. I would repeat it to you, but for safety reasons, it blocks it out for us, so I can't see it any longer. So I want to make sure I have that correct. Can you repeat that number for me, please?
It is 4447-9626-8610-0243.
Okay, and then you said expiration is December 12th. 2026.
Yes, 1226.
Okay, and then the last three behind the card is going to be 333.
Yep.
Okay. Then the card says Benjamin Morgan.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Let's give it another shot. All right, let's see here. Okay, it appears that it's going to go through. I think I must have typed in one number wrong on the card when you provided it. Because now it's telling me processing. Normally it would just tell me invalid and give me the reason. Okay, it went through, Beth. So it was definitely the card number I had typed in wrong. Okay. All right, so bear with me 1 second. Let me send that email over to you. Okay. Okay. I see that actually quite a few already went through. So if you don't mind opening up your emails, it's gonna be the first one that came through. It's gonna have the word invoice on there, local splash invoice or initial invoice. Let me know when you see that one, please.
All right. It says an invoice, and the bottom says access your dashboard.
Okay. No, okay. So you're on the right track there. It says, hello, Ben. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Where it says access your dashboard, you went a little too far down there. What you're looking for is a little bit above that says, please click here to accept terms.
Yep.
Okay. So you click on that. And then what we're looking for is to the bottom left, you're going to see your phone number, 706-464-5080.
Yep.
Your cell phone, okay? Right underneath your cell phone is the three little boxes that you have to click on, and you can go ahead and read them, but it's, you know, exactly what I told you. You agree to receive SMS messages sent to your phone number. You certify that you are the authorized holder of the card and the information is complete and accurate, and that you acknowledge the payment is done recurring. It's not going to be due until June 20th. So once you click on those three boxes, about two or three sentences below, it's going to say, your name, Benjamin Morgan. Let me know when you see your name. It's about three sentences right underneath that. It says, signature, your name, Benjamin Morgan.
It shows my name.
Yeah, do you see your name?
Yep.
Okay. Right underneath your name is the little box where you have to type in your name identically as it shows on here. Benjamin Morgan. It says click here and type your name as seen above. Once you do that, you hit confirm. If it doesn't allow you to hit confirm, then you got to turn your phone sideways. You have to put in Benjamin with capital B and then Morgan, obviously, with a capital M. Once you do that, it's going to direct you to a different screen that's going to say, welcome to Local Splash, and it's going to ask you for a username and a password, which will give you access to the dashboard. Okay. So give me a second. You did it already. Let me verify that I got it on my end correct. So stand by here for me 1 second.
I'm having to type it in again.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Make sure it's I hope I spelled it all correct. Make sure it's spelled exactly as is the way I spelled it, because if you put one letter wrong, right, it will not accept it.
It says, welcome to Local Splash.
Okay, perfect. So you did it correctly, brother. So the username and password will be provided by our IT department tomorrow at 10 a.m., so don't worry about that. What you had to do on your end has been completed for today. Let me be the first one, to say to you and Angel, welcome on board. Welcome to the family here at Local Splash alongside with Google. Again, our objective here is to establish long-term relationships with our clients. And we know that the only way of doing that, Ben, is by making sure we're producing business and keeping you guys busy, and opening up those opportunities. I do want to ask you, though, to make sure, again, and I know I sound like a broken record, just don't miss that call from our IT guys, so that way they can get started on the website. Keep in mind that you guys will have visibility on the Internet, our first platforms, your website, the Facebook, the ads, Apple, what we discuss, will be up and running and set between 7 to 14 days. You guys will have visibility. I'm just going to ask you not to miss that call, because if you do, then we have to reschedule, and sometimes it takes a day or two for our IT guys to become available again. Okay, so
okay.
Be on standby for that. And again, make sure if you have any pictures, Angel or Ben, that you guys have those available for the IT department tomorrow, because they will need them. And like I said, I appreciate you guys giving us that 1% of your trust. It is our job to gain that other 99. Again, welcome to the family. We'll be in touch tomorrow, 10 a.m. I will go ahead and get off the phone here, Ben, so, you can continue to do what you were doing. And like I said, welcome on board, and we will get the ball rolling tomorrow, 10 o'clock.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you very much. You guys have a great one now. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.